Revision Module 1. Exercise F. Page 104.
Hello and welcome to What Do You Do? The weekly career show where we talk to different people in different jobs to find out what they're like. Today in the studio our guest is Annie Hall, an artist from Stafford. Welcome to the show, Annie.
Thanks for having me.
So why don't you tell us what made you want to become an artist?
Well, quite simply, I love art, and I'm good at it, and in particular sculpture. My parents are expressive people, my mum's a dancer, and my dad's a teacher, so I guess I get my creativity from them. As a child, you could always find me playing with modelling clay and making these strange creations. Now, I can get people to buy them for lots of money.
You're joking. But you're actually really passionate about your work, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And I think I put some of my character into my artwork. I mean, some of them are amusing, others are more serious. It depends on the subject, and more than anything on the mood I'm in when I'm creating them.
I see. So how do you come up with some of the ideas for your pieces?
Well, I usually decide on a theme from nature, such as trees, plants, flowers and the like. Then, I create several pieces related to that theme. For example, these days I'm working on a series connected with water, and right now I'm making a strange sea creature.
How do you work? Do you use models?
No, I don't. I use my imagination. I get a feeling of what I want to create, and I let it flow through me and into the sculpture. I spend anywhere from 4 to 8 hours a day in my studio. When I find myself getting tired, I stop what I'm doing. I don't stay up at night thinking about work either. I do something completely different at nighttime so I can approach my work with a clear mind the next day.
You've got an exhibition coming up, haven't you?
Yes, I have. It's part of the city's Community Arts Week from the 13th to the 20th of August.
And where are you exhibiting your work?
At the Mellor Gallery.
Is that in the city centre?
Yes, it's right next to the Harris Library.
Well, good luck with that. It's time to take a break now. Don't go away. We'll be back after these short messages and we'll be...